anyone know what homework is? You know what is homework? Don't you just love homework? No. You don't love homework? What is homework? It's really bad stuff that you don't like. Hi, Talon. How's it going, man? I have someone's homework here, a few pages. And there's some stickers on this homework. Hi. Hi, Torin. How are you? Good. Talon, do you see that? What does that look like to you? It's green. Kind of shaped like a pear, but I don't think it's a pear. It's got this green, big, great big pit in the middle of it.
It's, I think
they make guacamole out of it.
No.
They don't? Is it an avocado?
Yeah.
And it says, it's supposed to say bravo, but it says bravocado. That's just kind of fun to say, isn't it? Bravocado. It's the teacher's way of saying that this person did a good job on their homework. And here's another one. It says cherry smart. I didn't know that was a thing. But apparently it is, because there it is on a sticker. And it's another way for the teacher to say that they liked what this person did. Do you see anything on this page that tells this person that they did something that the teacher liked? We always loved when we got those. There's a star at the top. Sometimes my teacher had star stickers. We loved when we got sticker stars. So that's a way that the teacher could tell this student that they did a good job. Are you guys good at anything else besides homework? I know you guys. Even though you probably don't like homework, you probably do the best you can. Are there any other things that you're good at, things that you do well? Are you doing cursive? Oh, I love cursive. And you're doing it well. Nice job. Anything else? Art. Nice job.
There's and you can do some.
You can make something out of paper and you can do it well. Good job. Ben, what about you? Art. You love art. I like art. I'm just not that great at it. But I do the best I can. Torn, is that you over there? What do you want to say? What do you do well? You like to do your homework? Nice job. That's time with family, huh? Oh, very cool. Thank you for that. Horses, nice. I could do recess really, really well. I love that. I love doing recess. You know, in the Bible reading today, Jesus had healed a man. He had never been able to hear, so he didn't know how to talk. He didn't hear words, so he didn't know how to say words. And Jesus put his fingers in his ears, and he said, be opened, and all of a sudden, he could hear. And not only that, he said he gave him the ability to talk. He gave him words. So now the man could talk. And one of the first things he said was, Jesus has done all things well. I can't do that, but he sure can. And there's something else that he does well. Has something to do with one of those things over there. I point to that thing a lot. What's something that Jesus has done well for us on that thing? Talon, what do you think? He will do for us, and he did. What did he do, Ben? He died on that cross, didn't he? Did he take all our sins away? All of them? All of them, every single one. Thank you for that. Yes, good job. He did every single one. So if you ever do anything wrong, just talk to him about it, and he'll forgive it. Good thing? Nice job. Should we pray? Lord, we thank you so much that these guys are here. We thank you that you know them and that you have forgiven them. You've done all things well, Lord. Lord, as they grow bigger and taller, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.